Better and Longer with The Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert, and welcome to the Fitness Show. Today we are going to talk about the exact formula for weight loss, and I'm very excited to do that because I have solutions for you. It seems that achieving your ideal weight is sometimes the most elusive target to hit in the world. It's kind of like finding the Loch Ness Monster. Everybody wants it. Not many people have found it, and I'm going to give you the exact solution for that. So if you are sick of spinning your wheels, doing the wrong thing and spending money on the wrong thing and being tricked by evil snake oil salesmen, then we are going to help you get where you want to go today. And I promise that. I promise that wholeheartedly. The exact formula for weight loss works 100% of the time. If you do what I ask you to do, you'll get where you want to go. Before I get into that, I wanted to make a quick statement and show my admiration, my respect, my support of law enforcement throughout our country and beyond. What a quality group of people. And you know what? Nobody's perfect. There's some rough fitness instructors, you know, some bad doctors, some bad lawyers and whatever, but 99.999999% of all law enforcement officers got in that business to serve because they cared about people and they wanted to take care of people and they were selfless. And I care about them. And I'm one of those girls. I don't do too much on Veterans Day or, Memorial Day. It's always important to take a moment for those we've lost, but you know, Veterans Day isn't as important to me as every day. You know, you get those guys walk by in the Navy hats or the Korea hats, and I stop and say thank you to every last one of them. There's never a police officer that walks by me where I don't say thank you. If I'm in the airport and there's a slew of soldiers or sailors in uniform coming by, especially Atlanta, I never once miss the opportunity to say thank you. So I'm doing that publicly right now to all of you. My family is infested with law enforcement and military, and I couldn't be prouder. They couldn't be a brain surgeon, and I wouldn't be prouder. There's nothing that matters more to me than the public service, our first responders, our military. So thank you. My love and appreciation is endless, and I hope if you feel the same way out there, then you start showing your love and appreciation as well, because I know they do value that. So moving on, the exact formula for weight loss. I want to tell you what it's not. It's not a diet. Diets are dumb. Diets are temporary measures that lead to only temporary results. So if you would like to lose a bunch of weight and only keep it off for a little bit of time, go on a diet. You'll do lots of suffering. It'll make you miserable. It'll make you cranky. And then it'll make you regret and feel great remorse when you're done because you'll be back where you were to begin with, maybe even heavier. Snake oil. Oh, God. The amount of snake oil salesmen out there really kill me. There is no magic shake. There is no diet pill that works. There is nothing long-term that is going to fix you and get you where you want to be physically for the rest of your life other than eating wisely and moving your body often. Think about it. And I talk about this a lot, but it's a point worth making. Those statues we see of the Romans with their beautiful chiseled chest and muscular legs and lean waist and six-pack abs, they had no supplement store. You know what they did? They lived off the land, they ate produce, they ate cows and goats and chickens, and then they lugged stones for a living. That was it, and look at those statues. You know, maybe there's a statue here and there of a chubby person too, but for the most part, those Roman statues, we'd kill to look like them. Oprah Winfrey. If there was a diet pill that actually worked, she would own it and she would be size 10 still, strutting around in those Calvin Klein jeans. This is a billionaire, a multi-billionaire. What she wants most in this world at this point is to have a body she feels good in, and she doesn't have it because she hasn't met me yet, probably. So hopefully Oprah's tuned in. A little bit of a snot about this sometimes, but think about it. There is nothing that works. And then what really appalls me are my neighbors, these these whack jobs who are, A, they're unfit, B, they have no credibility. They've never taken a college course in nutrition or exercise physiology. And just, I'm going to throw it out there, I do have a master's degree in exercise sciences. I've been teaching for 20 years. I'm dating myself, but since I was 15, so 20-something years, I've taught around the world. I've studied like you wouldn't believe, and there is no magic pill. And so all these people who have absolutely no credentials, no education, no legit knowledge in the field that are trying to sell you pills and the shakes, oh my God, the shakes, I really want to rattle those folks. Stay away from them. They're not going to get you where you want to go, and it's money. It's your hard-earned money, so no diets. No pills, no shakes, definitely none of those stupid wraps. And let me go off on those wraps for a moment, because the impossible and absurd thought that if you put this sticky wrap around your waistline, it would kill fat, it would just seep through your skin and then destroy fat. Why isn't it destroying your organs? Why is this stuff so smart that it can go in and kill your fat cells, but it's not going to destroy your liver and your heart and your it's just preposterous. So let's just start by thinking about it rationally and knowing that nothing else works other than what I'm going to share with you now. Nothing else works long term, and nothing else works in a way that makes you feel good about you and involves no suffering. And so I'm going to also start by saying is I am committed to this. I used to be 45 pounds heavier, and for 20 something years I've been in a body I feel really great about. I have a lean, hard body. The hardness of my body, the curves come from my exercise, no doubt. But the size of my body, which is pretty small, which is the way I like to keep it, is directly a result of my eating habits. I'm going to point to Russ Stringer. He's a runner. Now, Russ is a runner. I think Russ is maybe 50, and he does half marathons, and he's done so with a weight problem. And in February, after doing a marathon that was absolutely miserable, Russ's wife said, "Russ, you are not allowed to do any more marathons until you lose 50 pounds. And so he reached out, he gave me an email and said, "Okay, Fitz, I'm ready. Tell me what to do." And I sent him my article, The Exact Formula for Weight Loss. You can always find it at fitzness.com. That's FITZNESS.com. But Russ lost, I believe it was 30 pounds in 2 months. 30 pounds in 2 months. And the feedback I get is, "I'm not hungry. I'm not tired. I don't feel restricted. I just feel good about, you know, I feel like I'm paying attention," and voila, the weight falls off. I could say the same thing for Brian Marks. I could say the same thing for Rob Stewart. I've got an endless amount of people who are dropping weight with this. Carrie Wernicke, she's dropped, I think, over 30 pounds since she's had her baby. And the list goes on and on and on. But there are visible proof people you can find on my Facebook channels and be excited about what they've accomplished, because that soon you will be one of my success stories too. And I expect once you adopt the exact formula for weight loss that you share your results with me, because I live for that. So let's start is, what is the exact formula for weight loss? Well, it's based off of pure science and a little bit of math. And based off studies, we know that humans burn approximately 10 calories per pound of body weight per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're likely burning about 2,000 calories a day. And you're burning those calories just to sustain yourself. It takes work for your body to do everything it needs to do, not only all the motions you make throughout the day where you go get the mail or you walk around the office or you play with your kids, but your body requires energy to digest food, to pump blood through your body, process oxygen. All of that requires calories. So you're constantly burning calories, whether you're sleeping, which is a very low, you know, small amount of calories per minute. And then when you're very active, you burn more. But per day, about 10 calories per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds and you're staying there, we know you're consuming at least 2,000 calories a day, because that's what it would take to replace the amount of calories you're burning through your life or your daily life. Well, if you want to be smaller, you just have to tell your body to be smaller. If you want to weigh 150 pounds, 1,500 calories is your daily budget for calories. And so what I'm going to ask you right now is, what is your goal weight? Think about it. Or you could say it out loud. I may not hear you. Someone else may hear you. But think about your exact goal weight. What do you want to be? You know, if it's 150 pounds, your daily caloric budget is your goal weight put a zero on the end. Your daily caloric budget is 1,500 calories. If you want to weigh 172 pounds, 1,720 calories. If you want to weigh, if your goal is to weigh 310 pounds, then your budget is 3,100 calories. It's as simple as that. So throw a zero on the end, and because your body will shrink down to the place you tell it to. So if you're weigh 200 and you want to weigh 150, and I'm going to use these round numbers just to make it easy on you and I, you start consuming 1,500 calories per day, and your body all of a sudden can't maintain its 200-pound size because you're not feeding the beast. Does that make sense? When your body's a certain size and you continue to feed it to be that size, it stays the way. If you give it less, it will become less. If you want to weigh more, the calorie formula works just as well. If you were 150 pounds and you wanted to weigh 200, well, up your game to 2,000 calories a day, and eventually you'll get there. So there are some anomalies. There are some people that, you know, of course, we know those quote-unquote skinny guys who can't put on a pound, and no matter how many calories they eat, they can't put on the weight, and good for them, right? That's not me. I wish, but, and then on occasion, there's a strange outlier where they lose weight a little more slowly than I would like. But for the most part, your daily budget is your number one focus. So 3,500 calories is what it takes to, an extra 3,500 calories consumes, puts a pound on you. Consuming 3,500 calories less, or a 3,500 calorie deficit, is how you lose a pound. So if you were to create a 500 calorie deficit every day of the week, you would lose 1 pound a week. Does that make sense to you? Hopefully it does. So think about your goal weight. You've got your caloric budget. Now, there's the smart way to do 1,500 calories a day, and then there's the dum-dum way to do 1,500 calories a day. So I'm going to start with the dum-dum way. The dum-dum way would be to start your day off with one of those grande, fancy coffees with whipped cream and the sugar and all of that stuff, a bagel with cream cheese. And, you know, probably at that point, you might have crushed about 1,500 calories. And so if you got your super grande fancy coffee with cream and whipped cream and your bagel with cream cheese, and you had that every morning, and that was your 1,500 calories, and you never had anything throughout the rest of your day, and you stick with that consistently, you would definitely drop down to your 150 pounds. However, in all reality, if you started one day off with the fancy coffee and the bagel with cream cheese and you didn't eat anything for the rest of the day, you'd be miserable. You'd get to noon and you'd have a headache and you'd be low on energy. And by 2 o'clock, your stomach would be growling and you'd be miserable and you would quit. So that's the dum-dum way. You know, filling your calories up with, or your budget up with, high calorie, high fat, nonsense food is a quick route to failure. However, there's a smart way, and you can guess what that is. The smart way to do 1,500 calories would be to fill your day up with lots of produce, lean protein sources, whole grains, beans, lean versions of dairy. If you did that, you would get a hell of a lot of food for 1,500 calories. And so what I want you to think about is being a smart shopper. You know, I look at purses, for example. Some women must have a Coach bag. They absolutely must have a Coach bag, and that Coach bag costs $700. Well, good for them. Me, I would rather go to Old Navy and get 100 purses for $700. Does that make sense? I like more bang for my buck when I'm shopping, and I certainly like more bang for my buck, my caloric buck, when I'm eating. So I didn't start off as a veggie girl. I mean, I was a girl who grew up, I like salad, I like corn, I like carrots. I did like a lot of produce, but I definitely wasn't a veggie girl. But now I'm huge on veggies. And what I love about veggies is they're really high in nutrition and they're very low in calories for the most part, and very high in fiber. And so fiber is one of those things that really fills us up and satisfies us. So if you're looking to feel full, anything with fiber is the way to go. And veggies are definitely the way to do that. You know, you could get think of a big bowl that, you know, you get the Tupperware bowls, or I don't know if they're Tupperware anymore, but, you know, the three set, there's a small, the medium, and large. Usually you could basically eat one of those large bowls full of broccoli or salad or anything green and oniony, zucchini, squash, spaghetti, squash. You could eat as much as you want and be stuffed. I mean, roll out the door stuffed for 200 calories or less. And so that's how I roll. I really like produce, and I even grab bags of frozen broccoli, cauliflower, carrot mix, and I throw it in the microwave. I literally take the bag, throw it in the microwave, heat it up for 3 minutes, pour it into a bowl, add some salt or add some soy sauce or add some marinara sauce, and voila, I've got lunch. So veggies, produce are a really smart way to eat. Your protein is also not only going to feed your muscles, but it's a very filling type of food. So look for protein sources and fiber. 1,500 calories goes a really long way on that type of food. Now, we have our other types of food. You have your dairy, which is important. I choose low-fat versions. And so people will argue with me, well, no fat is stupid. And maybe in the 80s it was, or 90s. But here's the deal. If you take whole milk and skim milk and you put them side by side, the only nutrient that the skim milk is missing that the whole milk has is saturated fat. When you go to skim milk, you don't lose any of the vitamins, minerals. You don't lose any of the good stuff. What you lose is the saturated fat, and that's animal fat. So I don't know anyone who goes, yeah, I really need some extra animal fat in my day, so I have to have whole milk. Maybe you like the thickness, the creaminess of it, and I'm sorry that skim milk doesn't provide all of that, but you know, you've got goals. So I personally prefer skim milk. You can keep your saturated animal fat and, you know, do away with it. I have no interest in that. I'm happy with skim milk. I look for low-fat yogurts. Greek yogurt is my favorite. And I don't overdo it on dairy products, but I do have some. And when I do choose them, I choose lower-fat versions. So I encourage you to do that. Beans are healthy for you. Beans are full of fiber. They're also a little higher in calories than your broccoli, so you want to manage the amount you consume. But really, that's what I'm asking you to do, is find out what your goal weight is. So if it's 150 pounds or 120 pounds, you throw the zero on the end, and then you know, this is my budget. And then you start doing your best. You know, you're going to go, I'm going to eat lunch. What's it going to be? It's going to be a lot of produce, a little bit of protein, some whole grains. Having pasta, for example, as a meal, so that's your main dish is spaghetti, and then you put meatballs on the side. Well, a plate of spaghetti can be 1,400 calories or worse if you add various sauces. So, you know, your starchy carbs, they are by no means off limits, but choose them in smaller portions. I have a small potato. I have a small scoop of rice with my meals. I never have rice as the meal. I never have pasta as the meal. I just have pasta on the side because I'm managing my calories. What you'll do is download an app, and you could write things out and do it the old-fashioned way, but most of us have smartphones or at least computers. So download an app. I like MyFitnessPal. There's also Calorie Count, and you can literally poke in that for breakfast I had a Kind bar and I had an apple, and then it'll tell you, okay, you're up to 260 calories. And then you go on and have a snack, and you poke in your chicken cubes that you had, and it'll tell you, okay, now you're up to 350 calories. And then you go to lunch and you have your soup. Aha, brothy soups. That's a really good choice. I had my soup and half a sandwich, and I'll say, okay, now you're up to 722 calories. And then you go from there. And when you've hit your caloric budget for the day, you stop. Simple as that. Simple ways to keep your calories low is don't drink your calories. Drink water, drink unsweet tea. I even drink Diet Coke now. Oh, shock and horror for many of you. I always love it when some person's like a new yoga instructor and they're, you know, they feel very big and important, and they are big and important. Everyone's big and important. But on occasion, I've been at some fitness events, and I guess I'm an old dog in the field, but I get these new girls and I'm just started teaching yoga, and they're very excited and I'm very happy for them. But then they'll see a Diet Coke in my hand and they'll be mortified. What? You know, it's just shock and horror. Like, relax. I have a Diet Coke a day. I don't know anyone who's died of Diet Coke poisoning. And to be honest with you, this little choice I make keeps me satisfied. And I drink a heck of a lot of water and I drink a heck of a lot of unsweet tea. In fact, I love hot tea. But so I have a Diet Coke. Get over it. I'm in pretty good shape. Go look at my pictures. Go look at my race results. I can do a lot of fantastic things. So nobody's expecting you to be perfect. And that's important. Don't drink your calories, even if it's juice. And, oh, the juice people drive me crazy. You have to juice. You have to get your nutrients quickly. Well, I'm a big proponent of eating your produce. And this is why. Have you ever had an apple? You know, we've all had a big apple and then you felt full afterwards. You thought, oh my gosh, I am so full from that apple. That's because the apple is full of fiber. That's the thing that's filling you up. That's what makes apples so great. Now, have you ever had a glass of apple juice and thought, oh, I'm so full? I like my sounds. I'm making somewhat obnoxious sounds. But have you ever had the same reaction of fullness from a glass of juice? Absolutely not. And that's because the second you put your produce in a blender, it emulsifies, it destroys the fiber. And so that benefit of feeling full is destroyed when you juice any produce. So I'm adamantly against juicing, unless, of course, you're a cancer patient, you need quick nutrition, you can't hang on to the weight, then by all means, do what it takes because you're fighting a horrible disease. But the regular folks, if you start chewing your produce instead of sipping it through a straw, your results are going to go, oh my gosh, through the roof, because A, you'll be taking longer. You'll get the satisfaction of chewing. And that's really one of the issues when we have weight problems is that we like to chew. We like the process of eating. And so you don't get that satisfaction from drinking. So you may drink 150 calories in juice and still feel like, yeah, I need to go chew up lunch and add 400 calories. So juice doesn't provide the satisfaction of chewing. It also doesn't provide actual satisfaction of feeling full. You get the calories, but you never get the satiety involved. And then, of course, there's alcohol calories. And, you know, you make your own choices with that. One of the reasons I was a heavy girl in high school and college is because I drank a lot. And really trim people don't traditionally drink a lot. So if you're in the drink a lot category and you look down at your waistband and you think, ugh, not so good, there's a good chance your alcohol consumption has something to do with that. So I'm not telling you have to go cold turkey. That's your choice. But if you want to be a fitter, leaner, smaller person, you need to cut back. It's not only good for other aspects of your life, your sanity, your safety, your kids' safety, other people's safety, but it's really good for your weight. So full calorie sodas, juices, alcohol, not the best choice. I never sit around at dinner and just have a glass of wine. Now, if you choose to put that in your budget, that is totally up to you. However, I think it's a complete waste of calories. A glass of wine is equivalent to a mini bag of Cheetos. And I look at the wine and I go, meh, just not worth it to me. If I'm going to drink alcohol, it has to be done in a time and place where there's a good chance I may set my hair on fire. I'm going to have a heck of a good time, and I'm certainly not going to be pinned down to a booth at a restaurant. So be particular. And that just goes about anything you put in your mouth. So most diets will tell you, don't eat anything white. Really? You're never going to have a piece of pizza for the rest of your life ever? You're never going to have a bite of pasta? That's preposterous. I can't stand those people. You're never going to have a bite of cake? Really? All right. So, you know, there's diets that say no sugar, nothing white. I even have this hocus pocus person here in town who says, don't eat fruit for 4 weeks. Folks, if anybody tells you not to eat a raspberry, run for the hills. I mean, clearly there's a problem with that. She's telling folks, do not eat raspberries. It's part of the process. No, that's not part of the process. That's moronic. So you're just going to be moderate. I'm not asking you to remove absolutely anything from your eating habits. What I'm asking you to do is make good choices, choices that are of value to you. So let's start with being healthy. Look around, see, maybe say, I don't like fruit. Okay, well, you probably like some fruit. If you only like strawberries, eat strawberries. And then be open to trying new things. In my grocery store, I have the luxury of Publix near me. And I can go in and ask the produce manager, what is this? I saw an ugly fruit one day. I said, what is that? He said, you want to try it? I said, I would love to. And apparently I love ugly fruit. And there were cotton candy grapes one day. And I said, what is a cotton candy grape? He said, you want to try it? And I did, and I liked it. You know what? Sometimes I don't like the things I try. But as a grown-up, I'm now open to trying things that are good for me. So what I want to encourage you to do is, even if you think you're not a vegetable person, keep trying and keep trying them in different ways. I absolutely do not like onions raw at all, period, end of story. But if they're cooked, I think they're fabulous. So mix and match. So this is what you got. You got a caloric budget, and then you have to make good choices within that budget. You don't have to be perfect. I put it out all the time. I love chocolate. I specifically love hard milk chocolate, not even dark. I mean, I'll take dark if that's all I can get, but I really love milk chocolate. And so I have a piece every single day. And I consider a day without chocolate a bad day, but I can have something like a Hershey Kiss or two and feel satisfied. And so you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to give up anything in the world. You just have to start making more good choices than bad. If about 85% of your choices are good ones, the 10-15% of the bad won't matter so much. Perfect's boring. I want nothing to do with perfect, and neither should you. So you got your goal weight, and then, you're just going to start tracking it. And you know what? Why not start today? Why not start watching what you put in your mouth? And then once you hit your goal, stop. If you come home at night, you've completed your 1,500 calories, and you're still ravenous, well, what I encourage you to do is find a low-calorie, high-nutritious option. So half a chicken breast would probably calm you down. And you know what? People in Ethiopia are hungry. Poor Ethiopia. They're always like the country who has hungry people. But there's a lot of really starving people in the world. It's okay if we go to bed with a little bit of hunger. You know what I'm saying? It's okay if we're not stuffed every night at 10 when we fall into bed. I like to do things like cut up cucumbers or tomato in the evening if I'm feeling hungry and I'm at the edge of my budget. I just salt them and it's amazing. Sometimes I put on vinegar, but that's a really good choice for me. I'm sure you can think of something that feels like a really good choice to you. So we've talked about the exact formula for weight loss before. I have probably thousands of people who have had huge success with it. It's one of my most shared articles on fitness.com. Thousands of shares, and Pinterest and Instagram and all over the place. So there's been a bunch of frequently asked questions, and I'm going to go through some of those. And the first one is, when I lose weight, can I go back to eating more calories? The answer is no. If you want to be a smaller person for the long haul, you'll have to eat like a smaller person for the long haul. So this is not a diet. You're going to declare today that, you know what, I want to be 150 pounds for life. And that's where you're going to stay. And so once you get to 150, you'll eat 1,500 calories for life. That's your new caloric budget. And then if you decide you want to be lighter, you lower that number. If you decide you want to be heavier, you increase the number. But this is a lifelong plan, and it's not a diet. I don't even like the word diet. In fact, I host interns, and I have other writers write for my site, Fitness. It's very hard to find the word diet on there because I actually have a problem with the word. So we're not dieting. Is it fair that my husband gets more than me? Well, I don't know. Your husband's a bigger guy. Yeah, he needs more. So, you know, if I were to eat like a 200-pound man, I would be the size of a 200-pound man. I would be a 200-pound woman. Instead, I'm about a 118, 20, 22-pound woman, and I have to eat as such. If you live with a bigger person and they get more, that's just the way it is. They need more. Too bad, so sad for everybody. What about the 1,200-calorie a day message I've always heard? Oh, we've all heard 1,200 calories a day, right? Everybody should eat 1,200 calories a day. No, I should eat 1,200 calories a day, and I wear size zero jeans. That's the person who should eat 1,200 calories a day. If you are a bigger person, you should eat more. I mean, 1,200 is preposterous. In fact, I have people that will read this article, and then they'll go on to MyFitnessPal. And their real caloric budget, because they're trying to get down to 175, is 1,750 calories. Well, then the app will tell them, eat 1,200 calories a day. Please ignore that, folks. Those apps don't know what they're talking about. They know the calorie count in food, and I want you to adhere to that. But ignore their recommendations. Stick with my very highly educated recommendation. I don't know where they come from, but does it make sense that myself and Mike Tyson and The Rock would all eat 1,200 calories? No, absolutely not. So you eat for the size you want to be. Don't listen to 1,200 calories. It's crazy. How do I keep track of calories? That's your MyFitnessPal or calorie count. Use it. Use it. And here's the deal. I used to log it down in pen and paper every day. And so now in my head, and I've been doing this for 20 plus years, but I still keep track. So I used Kind Barn and Apple as an example earlier. That's because that's what I had for breakfast today. So I know that I've had about 270 calories. And halfway through my day, once I've had lunch, I will assess, what have I had so far? And when I get to dinner time, I will assess what I've had and make good choices based off that. So this is long lasting. Do you have to plug these numbers in for life? Probably not. I mean, it certainly wouldn't hurt, but you'll find a place where you'll know what you're eating and you'll be able to do the math. And you know what? Everything counts. When you go to Costco or Sam's and they offer you those little sample cups, those calories count. You need to plug them in. Can I splurge? Oh, this is a great question. So it's your budget. We're working with your goals. So you do not have to be perfect, but you should make great choices. I am not a fan of quote unquote cheap days. I hate that because you know what? That leads to reckless behavior. I don't need a cheap meal. That's stupid. You're a grown up. You don't need a cheap meal. You're just going to make some choices. And maybe if you know you're going to go to a sports bar at night and you really want to have some chicken wings and those are very high calories, maybe you eat less earlier in the day. Maybe you work out a little harder somewhere in the day. But you don't have a cheap meal. You're not cheating. It's you. You're just making decisions. You're making thoughtful decisions. And if you go over calories one day, well, you make up for it another time. But yeah, don't do that. Here's another question. If I exercise, do I eat those calories to make up for the calories burned? No. The purpose, if you're trying to lose weight, burning those calories will just help you get to your goal faster. Replacing those calories would be absolutely insane. That'd be like quickly spending the $1,000 you earned so you break even. No, if you're trying to save money, you want to take the $1,000 you've earned and toss it in the bank. Don't replace calories you've burned at the gym. There's only one caveat for that. If you're an endurance athlete, so maybe you've gone out, you're training for an Ironman, and you've run 10 miles, and then you go for a 1 mile swim. Well, yes, you're going to need some more calories. An endurance athlete is going to need more. How much more? Not much more. You don't need to eat a fifth meal because you're training for these events. You know, usually if you're an endurance athlete, you're probably taking some sort of non-perishable item out with you. You probably have your water, maybe even a Gatorade, which has calories. You might have a Clif Bar with you or goo or Shop Block or something like that. So, you know, don't go overboard. Again, if you've run 10 miles and then you swam for an hour or whatever it is, maybe you need another chicken breast and another plum. You don't have to go overboard with it. But yeah, if you're going above and beyond crazy endurance, then yes, you can have some extra calories. But for the regular person who goes to the gym, does some elliptical or does a Zumba class, absolutely not. That's a no-brainer. Do not purposely replace your calories. And then remember with the shake thing, smoothies. Smoothies can be a good thing. And for us, I'll blend up some frozen strawberries, some Greek non-fat Greek yogurt, and some blueberries in a blender. My kids will have them. That's a dessert. It's a dessert replacement, maybe a healthy snack throughout the day. But don't work out, go to the gym, burn 500 calories, and then stop by the smoothie bar and get their idiotic weight loss shake with protein powder. Oh my gosh, it's so dumb. And really, people go in, they burn 400 calories, they stop off, they pick up a $600 or 600 calorie shake on the way out. It drives me bonkers. So I'm sorry if I'm very frank and open with you, but these are things that make me shake my head and I really want you to understand and go home. Don't do that stuff. Just stick with water. Water is usually all you need unless you've gone above and beyond. If you're playing football because you're a collegiate athlete and you're out on the field all day, yeah, have some extra. But the regular Joe going to the gym doesn't need calorie replacement. Oh, this is a great question. What if I lose too much weight? Well, if you've lost too much weight and you don't like the how trim and thin you look, start eating some more calories. That's an easy alteration to make. And wouldn't that be delightful? Should I exercise with this? Absolutely. Sometimes I have people say, well, Fitz, I know I need to exercise, but I'm going to lose weight first, which is cockamamie. It's crazy. It's just the most crazy thing. So absolutely. You know, we can all hit our ideal weight without exercise. That's the deal. Your eating habits are about 85-90% responsible for your weight, your size. So if you look at someone and they're big, you know they eat too much. If you look at someone and they're small, for the most part, we know they have, you know, good eating habits, or at least they're eating small quantities. What this can't do is it can't make you strong and athletic and flexible and resilient with great endurance. Only exercise can provide those things. So I am your exercise expert, and I would be failing if I didn't tell you that the benefits of being fit not only come down to the way you look, but the way you feel, the way you respond to falls, the way you respond to car accident. If you are in the gym strength training and doing cardio, you are so much less likely to have a herniated disc from a fender bender. You are so much less likely to hit the ground if you step on an uneven spot, because your balance will be better. So there is no way to replace the benefits of exercise, and you should definitely be doing that. Skinny is not the goal. In fact, I look skinny as a four-letter word. I hate it when they call me skinny. I'm lean. I'm hard. I'm trim. I am not skinny. Skinny reminds me of Holocaust, and that's sad. Skinny reminds me of very hungry people or crackheads. I am not skinny. I'm a healthy, trim girl. So, you know, we want you to exercise, and, you know, that is the way it is. Oh, here's a great question I get a lot. What if I hate counting? Oh, sigh. You know, I actually said the word sigh. It's counting. You have to count. You have to count to manage your money. You have to count to pay bills. You have to count with your kids. I mean, just you have to count. Big deal. It's counting. And if you get a calorie logging device like MyFitnessPal, it does all the counting for you. But grow up and count. I know you know how to count. It's just part of the deal. What if I hate scales? What if I tell you I hate thermometers and I'm sick and you worry about me, but you need to know where my temperature is? And I say, sorry, I hate thermometers. Scales are just a tool for measurement. That's all they are. They don't love you. They don't hate you. They don't care if it's your birthday. They don't care if it was girls' night out. They don't know. None of those things. It's just a tool of measurement. It's like a thermometer, a barometer, a tape measure. It's just a tool of measurement. So I don't need you to be addicted to the scale, but I think it's a really useful tool, especially since we're talking about achieving your ideal weight. So get one. Get a good one. $20 at Target or Walmart. I don't care. But get a good scale. And then stand on it once a week. That's all I need you to do is choose a day, make it a consistent day, and maybe Wednesday morning, for example, and you get up, you use the restroom, and stark naked, you stand on the scale, because I don't care what the variation in your clothes weighs. Naked time in the bathroom, you on the scale, and then write the number down. And then the next week, do the same thing. And what we're looking for is a downward trend. And so once people adopt the exact formula for weight loss, the tendency is to lose significant amounts of weight for the first few weeks at least. They start seeing whoa type results. And then maybe they'll stick for a couple of weeks and then whoa type results. And the week between stepping on the scale, the reason that's important is you could really drive yourself crazy with it. And it's not that you hate a scale. It's you hate the way you behave around a scale. You hate the way the scale controls you. So don't let it. It's a once a week type thing. People will actually tell me, well, I weigh myself in the morning and then I weigh myself at 2. Well, P.S., you're going to weigh a lot more at 2 than you did in the morning because you've had breakfast. You've had lunch. You know, if I drank a 32-ounce water right now, I would get on the scale and be 2 full pounds heavier. And so don't worry about your daily fluctuations. Sometimes I'll have people say, well, I'm stuck right now. And I think, yeah, maybe you had a salty dinner the night before. You're retaining some water. Maybe you just haven't used the bathroom in a few days. I mean, it is the reality of whatever's inside of you is showing up on the scale. So once a week, get on it. And then this, again, is a habit I think you should continue for the rest of your life, because what I have right now is a 2-pound limit. Red flags go off. I have my happy weight, and if I gain 2 pounds, all the alarms go off, and I go, okay, slam on the brakes. I need to start tidying up my behavior again. And then I never gain 5, and I never gain 10, and I never gain 20, 50, 70, 100 pounds more. And so look around. Maybe look in the mirror. But if you or the people you know and their weight has spiraled out of control, what happened? I mean, how did they not know they were 32 pounds overweight? You know, pants will lie to you. If you have pants that are have any amount of stretch or give, they'll let you pack on 15, 20 pounds without you realizing it. So rely on this simple tool of measurement. That's all it is. Don't obsess over it. Just once a week, we are looking for a downward trend. On occasion, you will stall. On occasion, you will see your weight go up 0.5 pound, 1.5 pounds. Just if you know you're doing the right thing, if you know you haven't consumed an extra 3,500 calories, which would actually make you gain 1 pound, then don't sweat it. Keep doing the right thing and go from there. How do you eat at restaurants? Will you take your good habits with you? You know, even at McDonald's, there's a salad with chicken or just a salad. If you go to Outback Steakhouse, you can say, please cook my meat without oil or butter, and they will. You don't have to order a buttery potato. You can order a salad there or a side of veggies, and they also will cook them without oil or butter. You can eat healthy wherever you go. And I know this because I travel for a living. I do almost zero paid work in my hometown. So I have to get on an airplane to go work. And I have found that in every state in this nation, every country across the world, they sell produce, they sell water, they have sidewalks for walking, and they are free. So there's really nothing you can't do outside of your house that you can do inside of your house. So yeah. No excuses. At the end of the day, I think that's what you need to know, is that you have a budget now. I've told you the truth. And remember, there's a difference between me and your neighbor that's trying to sell you this quick weight loss shake or this 21-day fix. Is I'm not asking for any money from you. You know, I am most successful when all of you are successful. When I can point to crowds of thousands of people and say, yep, they're living better, they're living longer, they love their bodies because of the factual information I told them in an enthusiastic way, got them excited, motivated, and they responded and did what I asked them to do, then, you know, Fortune 500 companies start calling and say, hey, we'd like you to come speak for us. And that's what I do. So, you know, there's a difference. I care about you. It's just in my nature. I love what I do. I love my work. And the greatest reward I ever receive is that text, that phone call that says, Fitz, I bought size 12 jeans today. And I know what a big deal that was, because this is a person that used to be in size 18 jeans. You know, those triumphs that seem super small in the scope of the world, you know, they shatter my heart into 1,000 pieces in a good way, because I was there and I know what it's like. And I found out, I found the truth. I just found science, math, a little motivation, determination, a bossy blonde in your corner. You know, that means all the difference in the world. So I know you can do this. That's the most important thing for you to hear, is I'm not giving you anything expensive. I'm not giving you anything complicated. I've broken it down as simple, stupid as I can make it. You know, if you're worried about the cost of produce, well, buy food in season. Buy frozen vegetables, frozen fruits. They actually maintain more of their nutrients being frozen than they do traveling in trucks for days on end. So, you know, it can be inexpensive. It should be inexpensive. It should be easy. And this is what I need from you right now, is I need you to acknowledge commitment. And so I'm listening. I got my big ear on. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I heard that. So you're committed. And then I need you to act. And then I need you to reach out to me. I'm at Fitzness, that's F-I-T-Z, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Podbean. I'm going to be on iTunes soon. I'm at Fitzness.com. I have so many outlets for you to reach out to me and brag. That's my reward. Let's do this together. Let's get you to your goal weight, and let's keep you there. Diets are dumb. Supplements are snake oil. The exact formula for weight loss works 100% of the time, and I would like to include you in those statistics. So thank you again for listening to the Fitzness Show. If you did enjoy this segment, please go on your podcast or my podcast and hit the like button, hit the share. Tell folks, tell your friends, tell your families that you found some answers. And I can't wait for our next show. That's it, folks. Get to work.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's marathoners. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.